Hi again, everybody, and welcome to Laps Look, presented by Microsoft. I'm Dan Hoard. He is Dave Lapham. Time to break out the telestrator and take a look at this week's opponent, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Just a hunch, I suspect we are going to see Leonard Fournette and Calais Campbell at some point in these highlights.
There's no question, Dan. That's the things they do best. I mean, they run the football. They'll try to run it right down your throat. They lead the NFL in that department, and 33 sacks leads the NFL. Calais Campbell has 10 of them. And he's tied for second in the National Football League at this point. But those guys are special. And obviously, here's Leonard Fournette. You've got a heavy formation here. Guard, tackle, tight end, one back set, going to run the football, going to cut back toward that opening. He sees the lane right here to take advantage of where they were overloaded with the big people to run the ball. Look at this.
Oof.
Free runner, or tackler in the open field, I should say. Look at that spin move. Let's run that back again. I mean, this is a guy that's 235 pounds. Watch him plant the foot. I mean, the vision, peripheral vision, see him coming on the angle, plant the foot, tight spin, see ya, cut back up inside of the next one, jump cut the next one. He is special. I mean, the guy has a 235-pound body that can fly. This is a demonstration of the power that he has. Let's take a look at this bad boy. Offensive line, you know, you got two tight ends over here again, loaded to the right side of the formation. Everybody's going to be coming downhill, linebackers. Watch what Leonard Fournette does. He's going to do the old up and over from the four-yard line and land a yard in the end zone.
What? You said he can fly.
Yeah, literally. He's Superman. But, I mean, for a guy that size to be able to hurdle the line of scrimmage, go up and over to that extent is incredible. Look at Allen Hurns right here. He's at the point of this little cluster formation they have going here. He's just going to run a good little route, a double move route in the middle of the football field. Bortles is going to get good protection, solid protection. They're rushing four, dropping seven into coverage. He's got a sound pocket. And there's Hurns in the middle of the football field, finding the cavity, break it to the sideline. The ball's thrown to his back shoulder. Spins, makes a nice catch, breaks two tackles, gets up the sideline for additional yards. The one thing to watch here, these Jaguars are serious. Watch his teammate right here. Watch his teammate get the peel back block, trying to take a head off. I mean, this football team is physical. You got to put your big boy pads on when you're playing the Jacksonville Jaguars. There's no question about it. Take a look at Hurns right here. Watch what he does in the end zone. Double move. Ooh. On the linebacker, get up to the safety level, find the hole, touchdown. And then takes the big hit at the conclusion, holds on to the football. Very physical football team. You're going to have to out-hit these guys to win the football game. Now let's take a look at the pressure that you described, Dan. There's Telvin Smith blitzing. Good blitz pickup, but he's going to be the key cog to what happens inside, because watch what unfolds. It's such a good blitz pickup. It's like make that spare. He's going to start taking the legs out from the offensive lineman. Guys are going to lose their balance. Campbell, such a strong guy, starts to bull him back to the quarterback. Whoosh! Right in the quarterback's lap for a big sack up the middle. But it all started with Telvin Smith taking people's legs out from underneath them. This one is a typical sack by the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're in very wide techniques right here. Why? I mean, run a quarterback draw up the middle, you're tempted to do something like that. And all they're going to do are pin their ears back and meet at the quarterback. Here we come. Let's all just eat some lunch. Whoosh. The entire pocket collapses. I mean, that's what the Bengals are going to see. The Jacksonville Jaguars are going to be bull rushers. There's no question. Let's take a look at Jalen Ramsey right here. This guy's got a couple of interceptions. They're tied for third in the National Football League in interceptions. The opposition has the lowest quarterback rating of any team in the National Football League trying to go against the Jaguars. Look at Ramsey. He looks like he's levitating, floating for that interception. Great play. Undercuts the route, makes interception on Ben Roethlisberger. Love to see those. Jacksonville Jaguars, by the way, smoked the Steelers by over 20 points in this football game. Let's take a look at Telvin Smith right here. He's going to drop into zone coverage. Great protection for Ben. Nobody's threatening him. He just doesn't see Telvin Smith. Throws the ball right at him, right to him. Why don't you do that against the Bengals? I mean, he just puts it right in his face mask. Not only does he intercept it, he takes it to the house. Big play for the Jacksonville Jaguars in that football game. This is a quality football team, Dan. You know, they're 4-3. Right now, if the season were to end, they're the sixth seed for playoff opportunity. So the Bengals are trying to get back in the playoff hunt, playing a team that feels they're a playoff caliber team, and they do a lot of things well. It's going to be a challenge down there.
They have alternated wins and losses. Win, loss, win, loss, win, loss through seven games. They're due for the loss this week. Fingers crossed for the Bengals.
Coming off that bye, hopefully they're out of rhythm a little bit. Let's see if the Bengals can put on the big boy pads and be physical with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
All right, that's this week's edition of Laps Look, presented by Microsoft. Thanks for checking it out here on Bengals.com.